Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners from all around the world. Back to reality again. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today, I have the honor to be in this episode of Back to Reality. And with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Dawood and Brother Mehdi. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Assalamu alaikum. I am Dawood, and I am very happy to be at your service.
Alaikum assalam.
Could you please introduce yourself briefly for me and the listeners?
Hello everyone, I'm Mehdi. I'm here in Qum for the last 6 years studying the seminary.
Thank you. And Brother Dawood?
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
I am Dawood and I have been teaching English for over 25 years and I've got MA in TEFL, teaching English as a foreign language.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to have you both in here. As you know, we're struggling with three major things in our life. Past, present, and future. Mm-hmm. There are many cliche quotes that you have to seize the moment, you have to enjoy life at the moment and things like that. But we all know that it is something a bit of impossible to believe that you can live in the present because the present is the future of the past and the past of the future, you know? So you cannot define time as something like line definition. It has more dimensions than that. And unfortunately, one of the problems that we are struggling with is living in the past, just struggling in the present and the future and sacrificing them to think about a past that we cannot even change.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make it more personal here. Are you kind of person who live in the past?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Unfortunately, I feel like I am bothering myself sometimes, telling me that, yes, why didn't I do that or why didn't I say something better when it was the situation was due to say that sentence? This gives me a feeling of burden of that time. Why did I lose that opportunity for not saying that word to my friend or something else? Probably like I was experiencing something in the past and I am always blaming myself. Why didn't I experience it the other way around? And probably even if I was doing the other way around, I would constantly say to myself, why didn't I do the things in the first place that I have originally experienced?
You are perfect.
You know, we have the life. Most of us, I feel like most of us have two lives. The life that we live and the life that we didn't live, or we call it unlived life. I don't know if I am. It is an unlived life within us. And
your regrets.
Yeah,
you know,
I start to regret. Between these two stands a feeling of regret.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
do I live in the past? Yeah, I do.
Is it too much to hurt you?
No. Look, I've realized that I've come to terms with the fact that my past has helped me tremendously. And how I live in the past is not really mentally. No, it's not, you know.
Yeah.
I do not mentally live in the past. Yeah, on and off, you're reminded of, you see an image, you see a photo, for example, you see a photograph, you read something, you go to a place, you visit a place, and you're reminded of certain things that happened in the past. That's completely different. That's not called living in the past. But living in the past, in a sense, I constantly do live in the past. How? When I have an interaction, I have to make a decision in life. That's the moment I do go back. I live in the past, and I realize that, you know, I actually search my past. You know, you go back and you search your past and you're like, wait, was I in a similar situation in the past? How had I performed it? What had I done? And what should I have done? You know, and what should I not have done, right? These are crucial moments where, you know, I do refer to my past. And I think I also should refer to my past at those stages. Yeah, otherwise, living in the past with regrets and stuff like that. Not really. On and off, things happen that make you think about things that you could have done. But yeah, alhamdulillah, I've got this a habit of switching to the present and future very quickly.
Yeah.
Whenever something happens, yeah, there's something that I do is I switch to the present and then the future. Right, that has happened. I've messed up, for example. Right, yeah. Okay, now what?
It happens for everyone. Everyone, yeah. It's
so
natural.
So, yeah, that's exactly why I try to do, and to a very strong extent, I am successful. I switch to the present and then I move to a future. What am I supposed to do right now and where am I supposed to head it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've messed it up, you know. Yeah, so I need to fix it. Where do I go? This is something that I try to utilize
my
time in.
You have a nice point of view, in my opinion. So let's seize the moment and go for a short break. Then we're going to go for the future part of the episode. So we're here again, and we're talking about the amount that people would leave in the past, in their past, you know. And I think there should be something like that in everybody's life. And if you are that kind of person that think your life is la vie en rose and you're living a beautiful life and you are seizing the moment, I think you are a bit out of the circle of thinking, you know. You have to be more aware that sometimes spotlights of our past life are so crucial and are so effective for the future of our lives. And of course, there should be a balance between thinking about the past and the future and so on, but it matters. It's not like you tell me that, okay, past is in the past. Yes, past is in the past. You cannot change it, but you can change the future by the usage of the past life of yourself.
Yeah.
And another thing which I want to talk about is about history. You know, history, I think, is one of the indications that will tell us past is important. There are some people who think that history is all a bunch of lies and a bunch of distorted words that are in our hands. Nothing less, nothing more. What do you think?
Some part of your life that you lived in the past, okay, is history, and history is history. We say, let bygones be bygones. You cannot worry about something that has already happened in the past, and we cannot always give it to your mind as a emotional or thinking nourishment to be always preoccupied by that idea. Why did this happen? This part of history that remains unimportant should be forgotten and forgiven. It is possible for every human being to make mistake, and we say to err is human, and to forgive is divine. It's inevitable. We cannot avoid it. We are flesh and blind, and we make mistake. But there is another part in the history that counts, that is very important to me, that matters to me. This is the part that I take a lesson from. We say history repeat itself. We will have to take a lesson from that part of history. This is the part of the history that I will try to take a lesson and to enjoy it as a present, as a gift to live my present life. I can call my present life, the time being, a present or a gift, because it was given to me by Almighty God subhanahu wa ta'ala to enjoy within this presupposition that I had already taken some lessons from the past. I do not like to spoil my present time and to have a better life and to so that I wouldn't regret it again in the future.
Exactly. If living in the history, in living in the past, or history itself was so bad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, how many times does he say it refers to the people of the past?
Yeah.
Refers to, why? Allah says, take lessons from them. Learn from them, right? And certain people, there certainly is a saying that says history repeats itself. There's another one that says history repeats itself for those who do not read it.
Exactly. You know? I wanted to mention the dark aspect of this.
Yeah, because if you do not observe people in the past, the mistakes they've
made, again, it will be repeated.
You're going to fall in the same traps, yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, thank you for here, but the thing is, how much of your life is the result of revising and rereading the history of your own life?
You guys probably have noticed, or like when I speak it, you'll realize. When you talk to people, or like when there are a couple of people talking about another person, they're like, that guy is smart, he's quick, he's a genius, he's smart.
Yeah.
In terms of social, I'm talking about like being a social person. I'm not talking about science or physics, or like not physics, chemistry or whatever, no. In terms of social interaction, you know, or being street smart, they're like, oh, that guy's smart, he's this, he's that. You realize that that smart person that they're talking about is someone who has had a lot of experience with people.
Yeah.
He's gone through different types of people. He's got experience, right? And what is that guy doing over there? He is using his past to form
a better future.
His present, which leads into
a better future.
Yeah, so when you care, you are that smart person that everyone's referring to.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't, you're that dumb person who everyone's going to try to, you know, rip off and, like, throw a fraud scam at.
And there are some people who avoid these experiences, you know. They just avoid to make some experiences for their future and avoid mistakes because they think that they may look dumb, you know. But sometimes you have to start from the zero point and go through this. But I think my own age is not enough to call it a history to go through and dig it. And I think I need more experience. Personally, but
that is al-qawlu ma adri nisfu al-ilm. If you say I don't know, that's the half knowledge. So yeah, all right, that's enough.
I know that it was a trick.
However, I have to mention something that is about listening to the advice of other people. Sometimes could be more useful than my own personal experience.
Well, that's something the smartest people do.
Yeah.
They listen to other people's advice.
You know, the... there is an... I'm talking about this point from a very different angle. You know, sometimes we say in English, there is another proverb, an old proverb that goes, a cobbler's son has bare feet. I am a cobbler, but my son is suffering from lack of shoes. Sometimes I feel like as an orator, as a teacher who has gained some level of experience, I am talking to my students and giving them some something as a token of my experience, and they take a lesson from that. They have already told me that, yes, this point that you have mentioned in the class was very much practical and down to earth and was useful, and I could apply it on my own, and I'm really appreciating. Thank you very much for that. And sometimes I feel that I am sometimes suffering from something that I already possess. I have it, but I need to hear it from someone else. This is the subtle point that I really like to mention, that listening to the advice of other people can be very much precious. Sometimes something that you have already experienced yourself cannot be as much practical as when
somebody
you listen.
Else tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for both your explanation up to here. It was all the time we have for today's discussion, which I think we have to learn from each other, learn from ourselves, and every part of our life is a kind of school which we can sit there and learn from all the teachings. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. I bid you farewell, and I leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم التي أما رايزك لا تصيد ليتك وانسكن.